As was noted this morning, this is an abbreviated lesson because we want to try to encourage each one of us in order to help one another towards evangelism. And to that end, I'd like to turn to 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. It's a passage that many of us know, and it's a passage that we quote often. In fact, I think I quoted it this morning. So but it's still a great passage, and I'd like to turn there real quick so that we can learn something from it, if we can. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Is God wonderful? Is he merciful? Is he love? He's all of those things. This passage states that he is long-suffering toward us. You realize that he has every right to destroy us the moment we sin. Anytime that we sin, in fact, anytime after that, he has every right to destroy us. But it says there he is long-suffering. We see how long that God put up with the Israelites in their idolatry and their complaining throughout the history of the Old Testament. We see how long-suffering he is. You see, he suffers long. He puts up with us and our misbehavior. That is why sinners still have breath. That's why erring brethren still have breath. And you know what? That's why you and I still have breath. Because he wants us to be saved. He wants us to come to repentance. God loves them and wants them to repent so that they can be saved. And he gives everyone that opportunity to repent before it is too late. And I thank God for that opportunity. And this is why we're here. You see, in a few minutes, we're going to begin a discussion on our evangelistic efforts. We will not be able to reach everyone. And that's an unfortunate truth. But we can give everyone that opportunity. We can do our best to give everyone the opportunity that we come across to hear the gospel, to understand and know the truth. You see, since God doesn't want anyone to perish, we should share that desire. Have you thought about that? We should share that desire. Since God doesn't want anyone to perish, we shouldn't want anyone to perish. We should want everyone to come to repentance. And, you know, again, it's a good problem to have. It would mean we would have to maybe tear down this building or expand upon it or something to that effect. That would be a great problem. We should do our best to have that. To that end, I want us to be geared toward evangelism in some way or another. We will never grow as a congregation unless we work to share the gospel with others. You know, I've been told that last week 54 was the largest that we've had ever in this building, except for maybe a special event, such as I think a Ladies' Day or a funeral or something. And that's wonderful. We need to keep that up. Do what we can to get everyone who can come to come. But we will never grow unless we work to share the gospel with others. Sure, we can have an overall vision, and that's what I've seen in some other places. They have an overall vision to think big. They think big. But, you know, in a way, I prefer to think small, because that big thing isn't going to happen until the small stuff happens. And that's what I want us to work on, the small stuff, because once the small stuff happens, it will grow and grow and the big things will happen. And that is where I think we ought to be. All that adds up. We are in the trenches. Those of us in the congregation, we're all in the trenches. We don't always see the big picture. We need help with what's right in front of us. not necessarily with the big picture, because we have our own things that we're dealing with. We have our website, sure. We have our sign and our location here. And we have our presence at local festivals, and those are good things. But our greatest asset is each of you. Our greatest asset is each of you and all of our members here at the Rutherford Church of Christ. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Second Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart. That's us. Now, maybe not directly, because Paul's talking to the Corinthian church here, but we are an epistle. Sometimes, have you ever heard the phrase that sometimes you're the only Bible somebody reads? Well, I don't know if they're making a reference to this verse or not, but in a way they are. This is an we are their epistle. We are a letter of Christ. And if we are out there in the world, then they will see us, and hopefully they will see our good behavior. They'll see the hope that is within us, and we can have that answer for them and have that opportunity to share that gospel with them. A little bit of the church, a little bit of Christ is going out into the world every time we leave here. There are some churches that I've seen that they will have a sign on the either on the door or in the parking lot, and the sign will read, as you're leaving the parking lot or leaving the church building, now entering the mission field. And that is what we are doing. Each of us has our own sphere of influence, where you might be able to talk to someone about Christ. Our studies in the last few months, can you believe we started all that in July? Our studies over the last few months were meant to give us the tools and the confidence to go out and to share the gospel with these particular Bible studies. And as Dan mentioned last Wednesday, the more practice you have, the better you'll get. Practice makes perfect. The more you do, the better you'll get at it. Now, instead of leaving it there, and many times I will see evangelistic series or programs or whatnot that they'll be for that moment, but there's hardly any follow-up. And that's what I want for this evening. I want this evening to be the follow-up. I want this to be something regular that we do to have our minds always, every month, focused on evangelism, and ideally focusing us throughout that month so that we can be thinking about these things. The purpose of our discussion this evening will be to help you in your evangelistic efforts, to encourage you with all that we are doing. So I might be having a Bible study with someone. You might not know about it. And that will encourage you to go out, knowing that you're not alone in these things. You might be doing something I don't know about, and that will help us communicate, opening these lines of communication to encourage one another about whatever efforts that we're making. It also, hopefully, will encourage us to be more evangelistic, knowing that other people are working on these things. And finally, the last thing I want to do this evening is to collectively pray for those who are on our hearts and on our minds. That's why this board is here. This was Sam's suggestion. He said, why don't we all sit over on one side and, well, maybe we will, sit on one side, and then we can just have our names, the names that are on our prospect lists. whatever situations we want to put up on there to help us with that, so that those minds, those names are fresh on our mind and we can look at that and pray for them. Our goal should be the same as our Lord's, that none should perish. We want all to come to repentance. Let us all participate in some way for the cause of Christ. Another thing, another goal that we might have, perhaps you don't feel comfortable having a Bible study with someone. Perhaps you don't perhaps you just aren't comfortable doing something like that. You might have a home where we could host something like that. Or you might be able to offer something else that can help. Because one of the things about being the body of Christ is that we're not all good at everything. Some of us are good at some things, and some of us are good at others. And so you might not be good at getting a Bible study, but you might be good at conducting a Bible study. You might be good at getting one, but not good at conducting one. And so you have that relationship with the members of the church so that we know, hey, I'm good at getting them, or I'm good at conducting them, or I can host it, that kind of thing. And so those things, I think, will be beneficial for us all, for us to know who is able and willing to do that sort of thing. And hopefully we can do that in the next few minutes. This evening, I pray that you are you want all men to repent. And I pray that you yourself are among those who have repented, who have made things right with God. If you haven't, if there is something in your life that you want to make known, if you need to make things right with God, we stand ready to help. If you want, I believe everyone here who's accountable has obeyed the gospel. But if you need to make things right, please, we want to help you. Come forward as we stand and as we sing.